This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Health News Channel. Make sure you connect with us on our various social media channels, such as Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter, to follow our programming accordingly. We are also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Robert D. Willicks, Jr., a nationally known medical professional lauded for his innovative medical preventative in integrated and personalized practices, as he explains an exciting new medical development, epigenetics. Dr. Willicks, we certainly are pleased to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Appreciate the time.
And we appreciate yours as well. So for starters, tell us, what is epigenetics and how do you utilize it in your practice?
So think about your genetics is your DNA. Your DNA is fixed. It's what creates your hair color and all of the actions that are part of your makeup. And that's fixed. There's nothing that, you know, you receive it from your mother and father. But how that DNA is expressed, how it changes, is affected by everything in your life, including the environment you live in. So the expression of the DNA, which we always thought was pretty plastic or actually solid, not movable, the way it expresses is called your epigene or your epigenome. So there's a genome which measures your map, your DNA map, which is only going to happen one time in the world. It's only, you're unique. And then how that's expressed at the cellular level is your epigene. So epigenetics is a new science. It's the science of how do we manipulate, if we can, how your genes are expressed. Can we actually modify, not fix things like your hair color and your eyes, but can we modify at the chemical level why your cholesterol is elevated or why you get heart disease? Can we modify things in your DNA to create a different epigene or expression of your DNA? And the answer is yes, we can. So we're beginning to unmask this new science, and that is what epigenetics is. It's the flexible part of your DNA. The DNA code is fixed, but the flexible part of your DNA is your epigenome, is your epigenome.
Why would you say epigenetics is significant in the world of medicine? Touch on that if you would.
I think because before we always thought that your genetics were fixed, that there was nothing we could do about it. But now we know that we are on the verge of changing certain genetic maps that are expressing disease. For example, everyone who has inflammatory bowel disease or who has autoimmune diseases or who has depression or attention deficit disorder, for example. We always thought that those were things that happened at the chemical level and there really wasn't any way to change those. Now we're finding ways to look at this at the chemical level. So we call these markers SNPs, which stand for single nucleotide polymorphisms, little SNPs, and these SNPs are the how the DNA can be modified. So it's the SNP that says B12 is good for you, but it's not good for Eric. So it's good for Bob, but it's not good for Eric. So there's a lot of chemical pathways in the body that we just thought those were the same for everybody, but they're not. Everybody has a different SNP, a different genomic map. And by looking at their genes, we can change the manifestation of illnesses at the chemical level, at the cellular level, and not necessarily with medication so much as it is with, you know, your environment. So what you eat, where the food comes from, your whether you meditate or don't meditate, how stress affects you. All those things are affecting your SNPs. All those things are affecting these little single nucleotide polymorphisms, and you can change the way they're manifest. So just because you're a type A personality doesn't mean that can't be modified so that the expression of that type A personality isn't too much aggression. And you can, so this is a really exciting time in medicine because it's really the first time that we've been able to look at what's going on at the cellular level, what's going on at the genetic level, and how can we as physicians modify these things to reverse and or prevent disease. We've always just accepted the fact that, well, you have a family history of the BRCA2 gene, for example, which is a gene for breast cancer. We've always accepted the fact that you're going to get breast cancer 80% of the time. If you have a family history of breast cancer and you have a certain BRCA2 gene, you're going to get breast cancer. We're starting to realize that that's not true, that the expression of the BRCA2 gene can be modified. We're not sure in every case how to do that, but it's pretty exciting that we can look at somebody with Crohn's disease and say there's hope that we may be able to reverse your Crohn's disease, or you have type 2 diabetes, or you have obesity that you couldn't understand before. We don't have all of the answers, but we're beginning to see them come up frequently as we look at the genome project. So you know what the genome project is? It's where every gene in your body is mapped. So as we understand this genome, we can now talk about how to modify it if we can, and how that modification occurs. It has an effect on your health. So we're looking at changing longevity from in a sense that we can modify certain epigenetic pathways that will allow you to live healthy for a longer period of time with less risk of disease. That's not exciting?
That's very exciting and quite interesting, I might add. Now, how do you determine your patient's epigenetic profile, and what kind of test does or would this require?
The interesting thing about it, it's a saliva test. So there's no blood involved. You can just simply do a saliva test or a swab of the inside of the mouth, just like you see them measuring DNA on television when they're investigating a crime. They say, well, we're just going to swab the inside of your mouth. Well, your epigenes are measured by a saliva test. And the saliva test will tell you what genetic predispositions you have. Now, I don't want people to think that we have unmasked all these epigenetic pathways. We haven't. But we're beginning, for example, anyone who's listening to this show should read about methylation. It's a cellular effect that goes on millions and millions of times in your body. And if you just Google methylation, you'll see what I'm talking about. We know a lot of the pathways for methylation, and by supplying you with certain natural supplements, amino acids, and cofactors, we can change the way you live. So if you have brain fog, for example, or depression or attention deficit, we are finding ways to give you natural remedies that can modify those illnesses without drugs. And I think it's in its infancy, but if you start looking at one pathway, just methylation, you'll find that there's so many things that are involved in the methylation pathway. And there's only about currently 10 SNPs that are measured, but those 10 SNPs can give the doctor a lot of information about how I can help modify how your genes are expressed, how your epigene can be changed. So don't accept the fact that you have high cholesterol. In the future, we're going to be able to modify the genetic map that produces cholesterol, or reduces your risk of diabetes, or reduces your risk of depression. So it's a really exciting time. And you know, I've been in medicine for over 40 years. I think this is the first time where science has preceded. So we have the basic science at the cellular level. Now we're starting to see how the genes play into that.
Certainly is exciting times without a question today. We are with Dr. Robert D. Willicks, Jr., a nationally known medical professional lauded for his innovative medical preventative, integrated and personalized practices here on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Willicks, what are some real-world examples that epigenetics can help diagnose that are common ailments or conditions?
I think probably the most common ones are allergies, depression, fatigue, chronic fatigue syndrome, thyroid conditions, diabetes. Those are probably the commonest ailments that you can modify. Obesity, you know, how you metabolize. A lot of those have SNPs that can be looked at, and we are beginning to unravel the mystery of how do we modify those SNPs? And when we modify them, the outcome is a dramatic change in your health.
Lastly, what are some common natural remedies that you prescribe for patients rather than prescription drugs, and why do you prescribe those?
Common natural remedies: methyl B12, folic acid. Remember this story. Every woman who is who's pregnant is taking folic acid, but no one tells them why. The reason is because when you take folic acid, you reduce the risk of having a child born with spina bifida, a split in the spinal cord. 20 years ago, nobody understood that a simple vitamin like folic acid could prevent spina bifida occulta. Now every woman who gets pregnant takes folic acid. What other supplements can be taken? It's not just about supplements, about where they work. So vitamin C, magnesium, manganese, B6, amino acids like choline, trimethylglycine, N-acetylcysteine, they all play a role in this methylation pathway. But we've been just saying, okay, take vitamin C for this. Now we know where it's working, or we have a better idea of how it'll work in you versus someone else. So common remedies are minerals, amino acids, and vitamins. Those are common solutions to reduce the need for drugs.
Well, Dr. Willicks, it certainly has been great to have had you, and very informative, and like you've mentioned, really exciting times to be practicing medicine. Where can listeners get more information on epigenetics, and how can they be in touch accordingly as well?
Well, they can contact us directly through our website, which is Enlightened Living Medicine, or elmedicine.com, www.elmedicine.com, or they can contact us through our email, which is drwillicks@elmedicine.com, and that's where we can give them more information about epigenetics. But I strongly suggest that they should read at least one of the pathways, which is the methylation pathway, and they'll get more some information about it there. And then don't forget that there's a lot of ways to approach this, so don't hesitate to let us know and call us at our office, 561-362-0724.
Well, once again, Dr. Willicks, we certainly do appreciate your time and the information, and look forward to another potential opportunity to speak with you again right here on eHealth Radio.
Thank you very much, Eric. Have a great day.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Dr. Robert D. Willicks, Jr., a nationally known medical professional lauded for his innovative medical, preventative, integrated, and personalized practices. And to learn more, visit lmedicine.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit ehealthradionetwork.com.